Thank you so much for calling back, Rania. I was just about to email you. How are you?
How do you think I am, Samantha?
Not good. I already know. So let me just begin before you say anything, because I've read your emails and I see what's going on. First of all, I'm very sorry for not getting back to you. I was not available for 10 to 12 days. I was undergoing a surgery. And that's the reason why I wasn't even coming to the office. And I came back on Monday. As you know, I got back, I started seeing things, and that's when yesterday Eliza discussed your case with me, and I was starting to call you today. So I'm very sorry about that. Now,
you have been copied on all the emails to Elisa, so you could not be surprised by the progress. You've been watching it all along if you've kept up with your emails.
Of course. Of course. So I am not saying that I am surprised or shocked about this, but I wanted to have a discussion with you on call regarding that. What is the concern? What is the issue? You're expecting sales and you're not getting them? Is that the concern?
Don't you think that's a realistic one?
No, because you and I, when we discussed this back in June, I told you that the first 3 months is going to be an awareness campaign. The last 3 months is the conversion campaign. This is just the second month of your marketing campaign being live. And the progress
I've been with you since May, and this is now going into September.
Yes, that is correct. But we do not count the runtime that the project has been signed up for. We actually count the campaign time. The campaign is for 6 months. And see, you cannot expect results to be there in the second month when they are anticipated in the last 3 months, because that is the entire campaign about. Now, if I look at the progress, let me just finish this and then you can go ahead, okay? From where I see, I'm looking at the progress so far. The articles that were supposed to be delivered, they are completed. The press releases that were supposed to be delivered, they are completed. Just some minor revisions are pending on that. The SEO for the website is ongoing. The social media sites, it's the second month for the posting. Again, awareness campaign. Third month will conclude the awareness campaign. Then we will enter into the conversion campaign. That's when you start seeing conversions of sales. We cannot randomly get sales from the first month onwards. We have to build a basic ground. We have to create awareness first. And that's what the first 3 months are all about. And I told you about it when we spoke in June. Okay, furthermore, postcards and bookmarks, they are also delivered and approved by you. SMM banners delivered and approved by you. Influencer marketing and free copies, they are pending, because that will happen in the last 3 months of your campaign. Again, Rini, I feel like you're rushing things.
Are you done?
Yes, I'm done. Go ahead.
What's going to happen different in the next 3 months that has not happened in the last 3 months? What's going to suddenly spark sales when nothing that you've done to this point has sparked a single sale?
Okay. You need to understand, sales, there's a tactic. If we are marketing something, there has to be a certain tactic. Understand where I'm coming from. First 3 months, awareness campaign. We are not even going for sales in the first 3 months. We are just letting people know that, hey, this is the author, this is the book, it has come out, and we're talking about it. So we're not expecting people to buy book in the first 3 months. We are establishing a footprint in the market. What's going to happen and what's going to change is that once we have the conversion campaign on, we'll be putting a paid budget. In other words, we'll be running ads, paid ads, the pay-per-clicks ad. I'm not sure if you know this terminology, but you can Google it later on after the call.
You're going to be actually spending money on ads, is that what you're saying?
Yes, paid campaign. That is when we will anticipate sales. That's the reason why I'm trying to differentiate the difference between milestone 1 and milestone 2. Understand, Rini, that it's a 6-month strategic campaign, a planned campaign. And that's the reason why people come to organizations and firms like us, because we do everything in a planned manner. We cannot randomly
tell me once more, in language I can understand, what are you going to begin to do different Are you spending money, actual spending your own money on ads?
Yes.
What are you doing
different? That pay-per-click, just write that down somewhere, and I'm going to email that to you as well. Pay-per-click is the live ad campaign that is usually that usually goes on, or that is put live on Facebook and Instagram. In other words, we will be spending budget, actual budget amount, dollar amount, on pay-per-click ads, advertisements that will go
on. How much is in that budget?
Let me look into that. Just give me a quick moment. And that is, okay, the conversion campaign is for the last 3 months, and the budget that is allotted there, it is $500 each. So that will be $1,500 that we will be spending in the conversion campaign, which will ultimately...
I don't understand the terminology, $500 each.
Okay. As I said, just stay with me, okay? 6 months is your campaign time. You with me on that? 6 months marketing, right?
How much have we used up so far in your terminology?
Okay. Let me just explain this entire thing. 6 months, and you have additional services as well, right? Like articles, press releases, blogs, SEO for the website, and all the content creation as well, influencer marketing, and free copies. All of that has
to answer my questions. Try answering my questions. How much time has been passed so far, and how much is left on these supposed 6 months? How much time has been spent?
You're in the
how much
second
time is
month.
Left?
Yes. You're in the second month of the campaign being live. So by September, yes, next month, we will be closing off the awareness campaign and initiating the conversion campaign. So if we count from September
so
onwards.
3 months, will it come the 1st of September, 3 months will have passed, and 3 months are left.
Not 1st of
is
September.
Is that what I'm hearing?
No. Towards the end of September, we will complete the first 3 months of the awareness campaign. Then initiate your conversion campaign. In other words, let me just keep it simple because I understand you're not getting what I'm explaining to you, all the technicalities. So let me just keep it simple. After September, you can anticipate sales because then we will put your campaign live, we'll put your ads live, and that is when our conversion campaign will begin. Simple and short.
And because I have no faith in my experience so far, Eliza told me with your support that in 2 weeks I would have my Wikipedia article posted. 2 weeks was up August the 13th, no posting, and now she said, well, it's going to be middle of September now. How can I trust or believe anything
say
when nothing that you say has ever come true?
I'm talking about the book marketing only at this point of time because Eliza told me that she's taken care of
I'm
Wikipedia.
I'm comparing it to the Wikipedia project.
Okay, can we discuss one project at a time? Because Wikipedia has to be discussed with the Wikipedia admin. That is all controlled by Wikipedia admin. These two projects cannot be compared, with all due respect, Weenie, because book marketing, it's something that we control. Wikipedia, that's a completely different, complex product.
I can't help but compare them because I'm with you personally, you, Samantha Hayes, on both projects. You've told me you will personally oversee and that I have your word on both projects, and nothing has come true on the other one. So how do I believe
a single
word you say?
Let's just put a hold to this.
In September, I will see a sale.
Winnie, let's put a hold to this. You're not happy with the Wikipedia project. Let me give you the money back for the Wikipedia project, okay? That's a complex product, and I cannot compare that with book marketing because book marketing is something completely different, We can't compare apples and oranges. You need to understand that. Wikipedia is
they
a completely different thing.
Samantha, they're both
I just told
under
you,
your,
Weenie,
under
Weenie,
you.
Weenie, I told you I'm giving you a full refund on the Wikipedia page. Now let's talk about book marketing.
Eliza and I have already agreed I want to give her the time until mid-September on the Wikipedia project is this money that I have asked for back. That's what
okay.
Lisa and I have discussed, as I
okay.
think you know if you've read your emails.
Yes, yes, of course. I've gone through them, and I understand that. The reason why, see, I'm discussing book marketing with you at this point of time, but you're bringing Wikipedia. If that is already discussed, I don't understand the point of bringing that in between book marketing, because these two services
because,
are completely
because
different.
You and she gave me your word that it would be posted by August the 13th.
Okay.
I can't believe you on your word on that project,
really?
How can I believe you on your word on this project that come September, I will see money coming in?
Well, if it doesn't, you always have the refund on board. But ask for the refund at the right time, at least. If we fail to deliver, that is when you can go ahead and say that, you know what, you guys have done a pathetic job. Just give my money back. Right now, we're not even anticipating sales. And the reason why the page is not live, and we said that it's going to be live. Now, I'm going to place you on a brief hold because I'll have to talk to the Wikipedia admin. Again, Rini, we can't compare Wikipedia page with the book marketing services. That thing is not controlled by us. I'm sure Eliza must have tried her best, and she must have provided you a valid reason, too, why the page is not live. So if you're going to ask me out of the blue that, you know what, you lied to me or you did not do that, see, I am not the person who's going to put your page live. Neither is Eliza. It's the Wikipedia admin. So let me place
you
on the brief hold. Let me get you.
Don't you think you should have told me that? Instead of saying, this is my word, you have it, say, I'm not in control of this, and tell me that. You didn't tell me that then.
Rini, I've always told you that Wikipedia is completely different. Everything is controlled by the Wikipedia admin.
You have not always told me that at all, Samantha.
I never told you.
Show me the email. Show me the email that you have told me that. Because I've never seen that email.
I have barely sent you any emails. We spoke over the phone. If you want me to provide you a recording, I can go ahead and dig that up. Because I'm not lying to you here. And this is my bread and butter, Rini. I'm not going to get anything out of lying to you. All
I don't
trying
trust
to do,
you at all. I think you need to know that going in. I've lost all faith in you. You've told me you're going to stay on top of this project, that you were going to be the one in touch with me. I haven't heard from you for months. I don't trust you, Samantha. I have no cause to trust you.
Should I send you my documentation? I put Eliza on this project because I wanted her to be in regular communication because I knew that my basic job description does not allow me to be in a frequent touch with the customers. I'd be tangled up in all kind of stuff. But know that does not mean that I compromised your project.
I'll give you
that.
Time to go check with Wikipedia, but how is your checking going to be different from what Eliza said, that she now gives me her word that it will be published no later than mid-September? How are you going to come up with a different response than that?
Of course I'm not going to come up with a different response, but I will give you a reason why it was not done.
All right. I'll listen to that.
Okay. Just stay with me on the line, please.
Alexa,
play
gentle instrumental music on Amazon.
The station you might like, Eagles. on Amazon Music. Okay, nice. You want to check? Check, check.
Oh.
Okay,
this is empty. Okay. In fact, while I'm sitting here on this phone call that I'm so angry about, I can be working.
And this is for here.
Okay.
It's being up here. And here.
This is great.
And here, it's being in the back. Here. I don't touch this.
Yeah, that's fine. No problem.
But you have work to do now.
Is there something we can do to fix this?
I don't know. What? Broken? You have a screw? Give me a screw and a screw it.
I think I got it.
Okay.
I never told you that.
Okay.
Look at this. I'm fixing it.
Oh my God. They were working. So, what else do you want to do here?
I don't think these are bad at all. I don't think so.
Okay, so I want to put back this, okay?
Okay.
These things for the hair.
It's kind of nice to get some tedious things done.
Mm-hmm. But you have to put everything together. I don't know.
I can do that.
Much for being online, Rini. Are you there?
I'm here.
I've just checked, and it is still on submission. You know, back in June, when you and I, we spoke, that was the time when we submitted the profile, and I think a little before that, too. And it is still in submission. So I don't know. I strongly believe that there is a miscommunication in between us or in terms of you interpreting what I'm explaining to you, but there's no way that I could have told you that your page will be live in 2 weeks. So it's still in submission.
It was not you.
Final comment.
It was Samantha. Okay. I have it in writing that Eliza told me, because you put her in charge,
mm-hmm.
that I would have it in 2 weeks, and so I put on the calendar August 13th.
Mm-hmm.
It didn't happen. Now she's given me a new commitment, which you're
mm-hmm.
telling me she may not be able to keep. And that is that she said, I will see this posted absolutely by mid-September.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. See, basically the deadline or the timeline that we provide is usually for the submission date or an update. Maybe if there's any additional requirement from the Wikipedia admin, they let us know in that given timeline. Anyhow, there are two options available for the Wikipedia page. Either we wait and see till the mid-September for the final comment, either it's going to be rejected or accepted, or we can go ahead and immediately cancel off the submission. And in that case, you'll get a full refund on the Wikipedia page. So which one would you like to proceed with? These are the final comments that I'm reading off from the Wikipedia admin.
I have agreed to hold out for the Wikipedia project, so I will still
okay.
agree to hold out.
Okay, all right, that makes sense. And one more thing, Rini, if you want me to pull out our call, our first discussion that we had back in June, I can go ahead and do that. I promise you, I never tried to miscommit anything to you. And you're going to find all of this in terms of the awareness campaign and the conversion campaign, all of these details over there. I know you don't trust me at this point of time. You've invested so much of time with us.
Can you blame me for losing faith?
Not at all.
Can you blame me?
Not at all. I have not once blamed you for anything, because I understand where you're coming from. Of course you've invested in Mount. If I am investing something, even if it is a single dollar, you know, I'm going to be concerned about that. So I completely understand where you're coming from, Rini, and I don't blame you for anything. You have every right to ask these questions. And I do apologize that I have been missing in this entire process. But know that I had assigned this project to responsible employees of this company who have been doing a good job at what they do. So trust me when I say this,
Rini. Is Eliza accurate? And I'll close this off on the Wikipedia. Is Eliza accurate in giving me her promise that it will be posted no later than mid-September? Is she accurate?
Yes.
And can I trust that?
That is the final comment that I see from the Wikipedia admin. Usually they do not promise the page being live, but here I clearly see that they have given us a final deadline of mid-September.
Okay. So I can count on that.
Mm-hmm.
I can count that it will be up by mid-September.
Yes. Yes, and one
more
thing,
I have your word,
Rini,
and Eliza's word both.
Yes.
Is that right?
Yes, yes.
Okay.
I'm going to send
all
it
right
to you in writing as well. After this call, I'm sending you a detailed email, which I was already halfway through. I was just going to put in the progress for the book marketing and send it in to you because I wasn't confirmed when exactly I was going to have a word with you. So that's why I was writing out an email, you know, after I tried to call you. So anyhow, you're going to get that email, and I'll mention the Wikipedia aspect as well in that.
Okay, I can put that one beside me now and focus
mm-hmm
on the Penguin
Book
Writers Project.
Yes. So as I was telling you, majority of the services in your package are almost completed. The only thing that is left pending are three items. Let me mention them for you. The ongoing conversion campaign, of course, that has to be live towards the end of September. Okay, that is one thing that is pending for now because obviously it's a timely campaign, so it's just going to, you know, weigh out through time. Second thing.
All right,
that
so if the conversion period begins the end of September, how
yes
much time is left after that for our contract?
3 months.
So
$11,500
is going to come in the next 3 months?
Yes, October, September, sorry, no, September, October, November, December. That is your conversion campaign, and I'm going to provide that to you in writing as well. Okay, that
okay
is the revenue generation campaign in which you will start seeing sales.
And when does our contract come to a close?
December, end of December.
And if $11,500 or more has not come in by then, what? Then what?
A full refund, Rini, a full refund.
Okay.
Ask how much
okay
it gives you.
And you're going to put that in writing as well right now?
Of course I'm going to do that.
Okay.
Okay.
And at what point can I begin, to see actual sales coming through?
Actual sales, okay. Let me just give you a rough estimate because you need to understand that these are going to be individual buyers, right? Now, when we put the campaign live, usually we start to see the results in a month and a half. Let's just say a month and a half on safer end. So September end, we will initiate the campaign. October and mid-November. Mid-November, you should start seeing actual sales.
All right. Another question. In one
mm-hmm
of your promos, it
mm-hmm
says that the book is now available through Walgreens.
Mm-hmm.
How did it get there, and how is that happening? Is that real?
Okay, Vinny, I'll be very honest with you. I don't have the answer to this question now. I'm going to look into that. Are you talking about the postings? Does it say in one
yes
of the posts? Okay.
I call them promos, but it says it's available through Walgreens.
Okay. Let me look into that, and I will get back to you on this, okay?
Are you able to stay in closer touch with me than you have been?
Of course. Let's do one thing. Let's schedule a weekly progress call. How does that make you feel? Whatever
I would feel
day
a
you
lot
choose
better.
Okay. So let me mark you in my calendar for the rest of the month so I don't miss this and you are more comfortable with it. So pick a day, any day.
How far out? I'll go to my calendar right now and I'll put you on it. This would make me feel a whole lot better.
Yes, yes. And I would love to do that, Winnie. Okay, so I'm looking at my calendar now, and it is Wednesday today. So how about we make it every Wednesday?
Every once a week?
Yes, once a week.
Okay, so the next Wednesday would be the 30th
that is
of August.
Yes.
And I like early morning, but where are you? I'm Pacific time. Aren't you New York time?
Well, I also like early morning, but given the job description, Winnie, I want to tell you proactively because I don't want to miss any more calls. So I can't make it early morning because I have, like, tons of things when I get into the office. So can you make
but
it, like, maybe
where are you? Where are you located?
New York.
Where are you located?
New York.
Well, you're 1
Eastern
o'clock. It's my 10 o'clock.
Yes, that is correct.
Wednesday at 10 o'clock is great.
Okay, perfect. So Wednesday, 10 o'clock, let's make that work. And 10 o'clock would be your time, right?
That's my time. And often I have a commitment from 8 to 10.
Mm-hmm.
So if we made it 10:15 or something, I would
How
be
about 11?
Sure not to
11 your time. Would that work?
11 Wednesday. That's yes. And do you want to make that every Wednesday?
Mm-hmm. Yes, every Wednesday. I'm marking it throughout till October.
Conference call with Samantha, and we'll make it at 11 a.m.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And I have it saved on my calendar. And you want me to put that on for every Wednesday thereafter?
Yes.
Okay, I will do that.
Perfect, perfect. Thank you so much.
This makes me feel better. And
I know, Rini, and I'm very
sorry. The time
that
I can look for sales to happen is a month and a half after the end of September. So you're talking mid-October.
At the end of September, we'll put the conversion live. So I'm saying a month and a half into the conversion campaign. So that'll be mid-November.
Well, end of September. Okay, I get it. Mid-November. And somehow between mid-November and December 31st, you're going to sell $11,500 worth of copies that come into my payout.
That's the plan.
In that short of time, in 6 weeks, this is all going to happen.
Yes, because, see, we are already anticipating it. All this awareness campaign, this is just to lay the foundation for the conversion campaign.
There's so much of the work that's been done that just looks like absolute fluff to me. Bookmarks, for example, and and little greeting little stationery with pretty flowers on it. I just don't understand all that. But
Let me explain what are they for. It's not actually the postcards and the bookmarks that are not actually, for us to utilize. They are for you to utilize if you are holding out an event, for example, or if you were having a signing inauguration at a library or bookstore. That's the reason why we provide those. That's just like a...
Are you going to help me do that? I didn't ever think that was part of your role.
No, that's not actually part of our role, but we can help you organize that. But then again, that organizing thing, it's an additional cost. It's a separate thing. So let's just not talk about that altogether. But if it's something that you're doing on your end, you can utilize these postcards and bookmarks, in that. But it's not really something, that is useful for us from the marketing perspective. It's just for you, for the author.
And it says something about the books being in bookstores. Who gets them there, and how does that happen?
Okay, that, again, is completely a separate service. I guess the consultation for it is included in your package. But then again, that's going to include a separate cost. It's a book placement strategy where we have the extended affiliation with some bookstores like Books A Million or Hudson Groups or Barnes & Noble for that matter, and we hold out contracts based on the print-on-demand orders that we get for your particular book. So let me tell you how that works. We usually send in potential manuscripts to these libraries and bookstores, and sometimes we get print-on-demand orders. So, for example, a bookstore of Books A Million in Tennessee may want to place an order for 300 copies of your book, right? Now, they're going to contact us, and we, in return, will inform you that, you know what, we've gotten an order on print-on-demand for your book. Would you like to proceed with that? And if you say yes, you will be bearing the cost for the 300 copies. We will print those copies and we'll send them to that particular bookstore. And they're going to sign a contract with you to provide you royalties directly through your bank account over a period of 6 to 8 months as they sell the copies. So that is a complete separate thing. It's called book placement service.
Okay.
Okay.
Okay. All right.
All right.
Well,
so really,
I did not think you could open my mind and make me think differently, but you have.
Thank you. Thank you so much for that, Rainey. And trust me, I'm not here to twist things or turn things around. Where it's my mistake, I feel that I can go ahead and accept that, you know. Acceptance is the first step. So I'm really sorry once again, Rainey, for all this inconvenience caused. And I promise you that every Wednesday, I'm going to call you without failure. We're going to have a good chat, and we'll see this through. We'll end this on a good note, okay?
If things do not go as promised and the end of December comes,
mm-hmm.
how long will it take to receive the refund?
How about this? Mid-October, I told you, right? Or mid-November. I got that written down. Mid-November, let's have a call scheduled mid-November for a final discussion. That is when we will determine whether or not we are seeing this through or you are opting out and asking for a refund. If you tell me on that call that, Samantha, I'm not satisfied with the progress, or worst case scenario, you are not happy at all, no questions asked, Rainey, I'm going to go ahead and initiate a refund. It's my word to you.
But you are making that date the very day that you say sales will begin to happen. You told me they will begin mid-November.
Yes.
Why do you want to set that date as
the
date to determine?
That's the worst case scenario. Let me explain. That's the worst case scenario. You remember I told you that after a month and a half into the conversion campaign, on a safer end, I've given you that date. So I'm anticipating sales to come in way before that. That's why I'm saying that we can have a solid discussion in mid-November to determine whether or not you want to proceed further. If you see zero sales, then of course the answer is simple, which is rarely the scenario. About that time into the conversion campaign, usually people see some sales. Now that depends on the numbers. It could be 10, it could be 100, but that is like the maximum, 100. If it's close to 100 or even 50, that's actually good. That means we can double up in the next 1.5 months. But if not, then we can call it quits. Fair enough?
Okay.
Okay, all right. And one more thing, Rini, I'm going to put all this in writing and send it to you. As I told you that I've already compiled half of my email, just putting in the progress and the dates and the Wikipedia part. Once I'm done, you can anticipate my email in the next half an hour. And I'm going to send it to you twice because for some odd reason, you do not get our emails on time or sometimes you do not get them at all. So that's another concern.
Okay.
Okay.
And are you going to include in writing also the Wikipedia that by mid-September I will see our article posted?
Yes.
Will you include that in writing too? Okay.
Yes.
Thank you.
Okay. And I also need to include one more important thing, Wednesday calls. Yes.
Okay.
Okay.
And I'll put this on my calendar as well. I've got it for the first one, but I'll put it, I'll repeat it throughout all the Wednesdays the rest of the
perfect.
Year.
Perfect. Thank you once again, Rini, for this time. And you need to just relax. Let us handle this. If it doesn't work out, you will have your money. I promise you that. But I'm betting all my money on the fact that it will definitely work out. We just need to give it some time. That's all.
Okay.
You have
restored me with some hope.
Thank you. Thank you so much for that. And I won't let you down this time, Rini. I promise you that.
Okay. I thank
all
you.
All right. Thank you so much.
I trust that you
okay.
will not let me down.
Thank you.
Okay.
Thank you. God bless
Bye-bye
you.
Bye-bye now.
Take care.
Thank
Bye-bye.
You.